Report: Tesla mass layoffs included an entire quality control department. By Lucas Nolan on January 30, 2019. A recent report in The Guardian claims that Tesla cut an entire quality control department as part of recent mass workforce layoffs. A report from The Guardian claims that as part of their recent cost-cutting measures, Elon Musk's Tesla laid off an entire quality control department alongside a number of other essential staff. The Guardian spoke to Alan Ochoa, a former Tesla employee who worked at the company's Fremont, California plant alongside an entire quality control department, all of whom have been laid off. "I have no idea how they expect to run without us," said Ochoa. Tesla laid off 7% of its workforce as it faces a difficult road ahead, according to CEO Elon Musk. Ochoa says that the company's difficult road will not be made any easier by laying off essential staff members. Ochoa commented on his last few days at the company, stating, "My last repair on Friday was finding a rear fascia was missing a screw, so if you pulled on it, it would pop out. I grabbed a drill, the screw, got down on my knees and made the repair myself. No one would have known about it unless they tugged on the edges of the rear fascia like I had made it a habit to do." Ochoa added, "But I know once the car starts driving it would become unseated due to the wind pulling it out." Laid-off employees reportedly received an internal document which explained that Tesla chose who to lay off by evaluating the criticality of each position, identifying duplicate roles, and by assessing the specific skills and abilities of each individual in the company. Another employee, Anthony LaMandola, worked at the company's Lathrop, California facility for 7 years. He discussed the company's layoff method, stating, "They let all the people go who have been there level 5 or more. All level 4s and 3s, only kept 1, 2, some 3s. I've never been late, never called in, never been wrote up in over 6 years. I'm just in shock for them to do this and keep temps and new hires." A current Tesla employee based out of the Lathrop facility who wished to remain anonymous stated that many long-term employees at the company were let go while interns and recent hires were kept on. "This was a move I was expecting due to the high price of raw metal from our president's tariff war with China," the worker said. Tesla Lathrop has a large amount of people that wanted to go union. The employee added, "I love Tesla at one point. But 4.5 years of living what I lived through, I don't feel the love, what a good, dedicated employee should feel from a company." Employees are also reportedly being forced to pick up the slack of their fired co-workers. "We're going to have to take over their positions," an employee said. "We have to do our job, plus the contractor job. Usually we have to work for 2 people. Now, we're going to have to work for 3 people. Ochoa expressed his fears that the quality of Tesla vehicles was going to take a hit following the firing of his department. "I fear the quality will be greatly diminished. Not all of my repairs were easy to see but would have a lasting effect." Read the full report in The Guardian. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.